Section. Introduction. In this section, we explore how chain-of-thought reasoning can enhance language model, LM, performance compared to direct responses. However, recent studies have shown that answers derived through chains of thought may not always accurately reflect the intermediate reasoning steps within the chain. To investigate this further, we introduce the concept of filler tokens, where arbitrary repeated tokens like are used instead of chains of thought. By analyzing LM performance with filler tokens, we can evaluate if LMs can perform computations across tokens that are not explicitly shown in the chain of thought. Most existing LM alignment methods focus on behavioral aspects, such as reinforcement learning from human feedback and model output comparisons. LMs that can utilize filler tokens challenge these methods because the reasoning conducted across filler tokens cannot be easily assessed from the tokens themselves. In our study, we specifically look at the case where filler tokens are repeated dots, and their effectiveness depends on the availability of extra capacity in the activation space. Commercial large language models, LLMs, like Claude 2 and GPT 3.5 do not show improved performance with filler tokens on common question answering and math tasks. However, the limitations observed in current LLMs may not apply to larger scales. It is unclear whether the inability to benefit from filler tokens is due to limitations in transformer expressivity or if larger models could benefit from them. Our research demonstrates that transformers trained on next token prediction tasks can achieve better performance on certain tasks when provided with filler tokens, leading to perfect accuracy compared to lower accuracy in immediate answer scenarios. While transformers are limited to solving problems within a complexity class called MathsFTC, (0) as single token predictors, filler tokens can enhance their expressive power within this class. Filler tokens do not enable transformers to solve problems beyond MathsFTC, (0), such as graph connectivity, but they do extend the transformer's capabilities within this complexity class. Our study introduces synthetic tasks where transformers struggle without chain of thought but excel with filler tokens, showcasing the benefits of filler tokens in enhancing transformer performance. We create two synthetic datasets, 3SUM and 2SUM Transform, where llama transformers achieve high accuracy with filler tokens compared to without. The performance of filler tokens improves with longer and more complex inputs. While filler tokens remain within the MathsFTC, (0) complexity class, they do enhance transformer power within this class. Learning to effectively use filler tokens is challenging and requires specific supervision. Although current LLMs may not immediately benefit from filler tokens, it is not a fundamental limitation of their architecture. With advancements in parallelizable task decompositions, current LLMs could potentially leverage filler tokens for improved performance. Section summary. In this section, we explore how using filler tokens, such as repeated dots like, can enhance the performance of language models by enabling cross-token computations that are not evident in the chain of thought reasoning. While current large language models like Claude 2 and GPT 3.5 do not benefit from filler tokens on common tasks, our study shows that transformers trained on next token prediction tasks can achieve improved accuracy and extend their expressive power within a complexity class called MathsFTC, (0) when provided with filler tokens. These findings suggest that filler tokens can enhance the capabilities of transformers within their current complexity class, offering insights into how these models can tackle tasks requiring nested quantifiers and complex reasoning. Section. Transformer expressivity and filler tokens. In this section, we explore the limitations and potential solutions for transformers in handling complex problems. We learned that transformers without additional reasoning tokens can only solve problems that are highly parallelizable. These transformers fall into a complexity class called MathsFTC, (0), which limits their problem-solving abilities to those that can be defined in first-order logic with majority quantifiers. Problems beyond this class, such as composing permutations or evaluating Boolean formulas, are challenging for transformers without extra reasoning tokens. To overcome these limitations, we can provide transformers with additional reasoning tokens. By allowing transformers to have a chain of thought, where they can generate and add tokens to their input, they become capable of solving problems outside the math's FTC, caret zero class, as long as the chain of thought is sufficiently long. This chain of thought enhances the computational power of transformers, especially for sequential reasoning tasks. Now, let's consider the impact of filler tokens, which are blank tokens added to the input context. Even though transformers with filler tokens can only solve problems within math's FTC, caret zero, these tokens still play a crucial role in enhancing expressivity. Filler tokens help in solving problems with deep quantifier nesting by allowing the enumeration of quantified values. While transformers without filler tokens struggle with such problems, the addition of filler tokens enables them to learn and solve these complex tasks effectively. In our empirical analysis of transformers, we found that filler tokens do not consistently improve performance on natural language processing and mathematics question-answering benchmarks. However, filler tokens can aid in non-myopic computation by contributing to predictions of tokens occurring multiple steps ahead. This coordinated computation is essential for enhancing expressivity and alignment properties in transformers. Recent research has also explored adaptive computation in transformers, where models are trained to predict when further computation is necessary for token predictions using pause tokens or meta tokens. By investigating under what conditions standard transformers can learn to use intermediate tokens as filler tokens, we aim to understand the scientific implications of adaptive computation in transformer variants. To further investigate the impact of filler tokens, we conducted experiments on synthetic datasets focusing on tasks like 3SUM and 2SUM. These tasks help us understand when and how filler tokens can improve transformer performance, shedding light on the types of evaluation and training data that are beneficial for teaching models to effectively utilize filler tokens. Section summary. In this section, we explore the limitations of transformers without additional reasoning tokens, showing they are restricted to solving problems within the math's FTC, caret zero complexity class. By introducing filler tokens, transformers can potentially tackle problems beyond math's FTC, caret zero, such as those requiring nested quantifier resolution. However, empirical findings suggest that filler tokens may not universally enhance performance in natural language processing and mathematics question-answering tasks. Section 2SUM Transform. In this section, we tackle the 2SUM and 3SUM problems. We start by defining the 2SUM problem, where we aim to predict the sum of two numbers in a list. To make the task more challenging, we introduce the 2SUM transform problem. Here, we use permutations to shuffle the input sequence, making it harder to predict the sum. We train our model using a mix of filler token and chain of thought sequences. Moving on to the 3SUM problem, we are tasked with determining if three numbers in a list sum up to zero. We explore different types of sequences to insert between the input and output, such as filler tokens and chain of thought sequences. These sequences help break down the 3SUM problem into smaller, more manageable 2SUM subproblems. By training on instance adaptive chains of thought, we investigate whether models can effectively use filler tokens in a more naturalistic setting. Overall, we experiment with different approaches to address the 2SUM and 3SUM problems, aiming to enhance our understanding of how models can effectively utilize filler tokens in complex problem-solving scenarios. Section summary. In this section, we introduce the 2SUM transform problem, where a permutation is applied to obscure the input sequence, and filler tokens are used to demonstrate the utility of transformer models. For 3SUM, we explore different types of intermediate token sequences like filler and chain of thought, which reduce the problem to a sequence of 2SUM tasks, making it more manageable for transformers. By training on instance adaptive chains of thought, we investigate if models can effectively use filler tokens in a more naturalistic setting, enabling them to handle 3SUM problems efficiently. Section: Experimental Setup. In this section, we utilized a 34M parameter llama model with specific configurations to conduct our experiments. The model had four layers, a hidden dimension of 384, and six attention heads. We used hard-coded, multi-hot embedding vectors for the input 2SUM and 3SUM vectors, which were then processed through a learned linear layer. Intermediate tokens were represented as one-hot tokens. Our training setup involved using the Atom optimizer with a learning rate of 1E4. We applied certain hyperparameters such as weight decay and gradient clipping without extensive tuning. For our experiments, we trained on 10 million samples and tested on 2,000 samples, aiming to reach convergence within a specific number of epochs. We focused on showcasing the impact of filler tokens on the expressive capacity of transformers in solving challenging problems like 3SUM. Our results indicated that transformers without filler tokens struggled to solve 3SUM effectively, especially for longer inputs. We conducted experiments to demonstrate the importance of filler tokens in handling complex inputs. In our length scaling experiments, we observed that as the length of inputs increased, the performance gap between models with and without filler tokens widened. Models without filler tokens struggled to achieve high accuracy on longer inputs compared to models with filler tokens, which maintained a 100% accuracy rate. Additionally, we investigated how filler token representations encode hidden computations relevant to the task. By fine-tuning the final attention layer of a model trained on filler tokens, we found that the presence of filler tokens significantly improved the model's predictive performance. Our experiments highlighted the crucial role of filler tokens in enhancing the learning and problem-solving capabilities of transformers, especially for complex tasks like 3SUM. Section summary. In this section, we utilize a scaled-down llama model with specific parameters and training configurations to investigate the impact of filler tokens on the model's ability to solve complex tasks like 3SUM. By conducting experiments on varying input lengths and dimensions, we demonstrate that filler tokens significantly enhance the transformer's performance on challenging problems, showcasing their role in encoding hidden, task-relevant computations and improving predictive accuracy. Section. Dimension scaling shows filler token benefits at shorter sequence lengths. In this section, we explored the benefits of using filler tokens in transformer models for solving complex problems. We found that for four-layer models, the maximum benefit of filler tokens is seen when dealing with inputs of length 12 or longer, which translates to sequences with more than 150 tokens. Our experiments showed that a quadratic number of filler tokens were needed to outperform models without filler tokens. This led us to investigate whether models with tens or hundreds of layers would require too many filler tokens to improve performance significantly. To address this question, we studied the impact of increasing input complexity, measured by dimension, rather than input length. Our results revealed that by increasing input dimension for fixed-length inputs, we could observe performance improvements even for shorter sequences, such as length minus 8 inputs. However, we found that at least 6-dimensional inputs were needed to see performance gains, suggesting that tasks like integer addition may not fully benefit from filler tokens when using large models. We also examined the challenges of learning filler token computations, noting that transformers struggle with this task due to the nature of filler tokens being used in cases where the underlying computation is not directly related to the token meanings. Additionally, algorithms trained on chain-of-thought data typically require serial computation, which is not compatible with the parallel structure needed for filler token tasks. Our experiments on 2SUM problems showed that models without filler tokens performed decently but below models trained with filler tokens. The performance of filler token models approached that of chain-of-thought models, recovering 90% of the benefits over models with immediate answers. Training the no-filler model on a mix of no-filler and chain-of-thought data did not perform as well as direct training on no-filler sequences.